So settle into your comfortable, stable posture, and let's begin your brief healing visualization. Start by using your mindful focus on the breath to kind of shift into a centered place. So just begin to be aware of your breath as it's filling and emptying your body like a balloon or vase. And just gradually let yourself relax into that rhythm. Be with that rhythm. Just use it to help bring you back to this moment and draw back the energies that you normally invest in worrying, busyness, distractions out there. Instead, draw all that energy that you would normally put out right in, as if you were breathing in a net of subtle energy that you had just spun like a web. Just breathing all of that right back into your being, into your presence. Your whole world, the world that you make for yourself by planning and doing and thinking and worrying. Breathe it in right now. And even try breathing in the time dimension, the sense of your life as somehow some other time than now. Just be aware of the past as your memory in this moment, and of the future as your expectations, plans. And just breathe them in as well, so that you gradually begin to breathe with the sense that there's nowhere else to go. There's no other time but now. Everything that's happening, that's real, that touches you here and now. And gradually let yourself use the breath to get in touch with how your life is, where it is, how it's happening in this moment. So gradually try, if you're beginning to get centered on the breath, to tune the whole body into that frequency, scanning it for any areas of tension or numbness, tightness or fatigue, just breathing into the tension, relaxing it, breathing into the numbness and refreshing it, and gradually trying to center your whole body sense on your breathing, like tuning your whole body to the frequency of your mindfulness. And gradually releasing yourself into that frequency, shedding the shell of armor that we carry in defending the sense that we must defend our body from the world. try and shed that like a shell or like an old skin, and feel that you're kind of waking up in your breath body. Sensitive, alive, centered, balanced. And be aware that your breathing isn't just a coarse breath that's coming in and out of you right now, but it's also a subtle breath energy that pervades every vessel, every cell, every atom in your body. So imagine that you're tuning in to that frequency in your body, that kind of living, growing edge, and that you're phasing out the other things, the things that look solid, so that your body is like a hollow vessel, like a balloon or bubble of mindful breathing. And it's filling and emptying like a bubble floating in a sea, fully supported, not discontinuous, not cut off from what's around, but supported and part of a larger sea of life energy and awareness, kind of in resonance and in sync with that. And at the same time, imagine that your mindful focus is kind of creating a force field, like a protection shield, kind of dome around you and under you, and that the space that you're in, even though it's part of that whole sea of life, is especially safe, especially calm and clear, because that dome is filtering out any negative energy or thought pattern, any noise from the normal world, and only letting in what you need to stay in tune, to stay in balance. You can even imagine that you see the world outside your environment, your city, the country, the planet, like in suspended animation, very clear, but harmless and kind of very, very visible, so that you can kind of safely observe without being hurt or triggered by what's going on around you. You can feel connected without feeling reactive. And just breathe into that space, that envelope of mindful alertness that you've put out by tuning into your breath body. And then be aware again of your breath body. And just feel it floating like a person-shaped bubble. And now gradually open up your mindful focus within the safe, enriched environment you've created for yourself. First, tune into your comfort level. Be aware of what pushes you to meditate, to heal yourself, to learn and grow and change, whatever is uncomfortable in this moment. And just try and be with it. Don't try and fight it, fix it, judge it, change it. Just be there. Embrace it if you can, to whatever extent you can. as if it were someone else's pain, or as if it weren't so solid, written in stone, but just like eddies in a pool that you could kind of just move through. At the same time, embrace the comfort that you feel, whatever shred of it there is in this moment for you, or if it's a lot, embrace it, own it, and try and share that comfort with whatever hurts in you. And gradually imagine trying to rise above the seesaw of pleasure and pain, kind of tasting the moment with all its texture, contradictions, and seizing it as an opportunity, as a gem in the rough. And with your awareness and your centered breathing, kind of blowing off the dust and seeing clearly the light within, the preciousness of your life, and just imagine really trying to kind of wish on that gift and wish for it, that you could grow more and more aware and more clear about your life from moment to moment, and kind of seize the jewel of the moment from breath to breath, so that your life would turn into a strand or a lifeline of precious moments, or at least of dear moments and real moments. You know, some may be hurtful, some wonderful, some somewhere in between, but all real, all present. And imagine growing, kind of riding on that lifeline up out of the realm of stress, reactivity, and discontent, just like you were a bubble floating up in an ocean, or like you were floating in a balloon up to a mountaintop. Imagine just feeling lighter in your breath body and floating a bit, so that you could really follow that lifeline where it leads you. Now imagine it leading you to an encounter with your full healing potential. And envision that as something really more than you can dream of, rising up before you like the sun dawning over the ocean or over the mountains, just right there, and rising up like a person full of possibility, full of your possibility, your ideal self, your optimally healthy self, or your ideal healer, the person or being who could most quickly and most effectively help you reach your ideal self. So imagine that ideal self or ideal healer before you like a vision, and try and mix that vision with any memories or associations of real people who spark your potential, so that you feel that vision is tangible, and then go through the bonding process of admiring the qualities that you need, the clarity, the peace, the lightness, the energy of opening yourself and offering yourself to those qualities, what I wouldn't give to have them, and give it so that they can be in your life. Let yourself feel how dear and precious, how important they are to your survival, to your well-being. And then be aware and disclose any kind of constrictions or limits, what holds you back. And without judgment, without self-blame, imagine letting go of those, looking at them from the eyes of your ideal healer as just like ripples in a pond, something you can let go of and grow through, instead of as you or written in stone. And just feel your ideal healer, your optimal healing self, looking at you with total attention, as if there's nobody else in the world, and with total confidence, as if just your awareness will help you cut through those limits, and feel that you're that kind of getting a little bit of sense of blessing or fortune at that attention, and kind of basking in it to the point that you can feel a greater joy at the possibility of being a different kind of being than you thought you could be. Kind of real joy that it's just that the possibilities are endless, and that your ideal healer before you embodies them and helps you feel them present. And now ask for help, the hardest thing, without feeling less than, but with real confidence and clarity. This is what I want. You have what I want. And help me find it in myself. Give me the help I need. And imagine with total kind of joy at being asked, your ideal healer sending a wave of positive energy, of affirmative meaning your way. And let those affirmations fill you from crown to toe. I'm naturally clear, naturally well, naturally free. And at the same time, feel a whole wave of rainbow-like, a whole spectrum of positive energy filling you from crown to toe, and kind of opening or accessing your core healing energies, so that your breath body now kind of cleansed of the negative thinking, all its fears and worries, just kind of expelled by the positive thinking of that wave, and your body kind of resonating with the full spectrum of healing energies. It's like filled with that rainbow of positive energy, so that you're feeling a kind of melting, and from your heart you can feel the unfolding of your own inner healing energies, just like a flame within a lantern. And imagine it filling you with the full spectrum of your own healing insight and energies, as a flame does a lantern, so that you can feel a glow in your breath body, and your breath body looks different, takes on a bit the resonance or appearance of your ideal self, your ideal healer. And that has a ripple effect on the breath bodies that are around you, touching each of them with the thought, just as I need to let go of my resistances, of my fears, and breathe free, so does everybody around me. Everyone, every living being in this city, this continent, this planet. And just feel the ripple effect going out, touching each of those beings, and helping align them just a bit closer with their healing potential, just by virtue of your being aligned and of the subtle interconnectedness that ties us all together into one family on this planet. And imagine that energy then rippling back like a response, the relief, collective relief of all the living beings on the planet, coming back from the ends of the earth like a wave of solidarity with all life, back to your country, to your city, to the dome of mindful awareness, the shield, back to your breath body and back into your heart, and coalescing there. And just feel that kind of liquid and warm and radiating clarity within your heart, like a little drop. And also imagine that it's like a drop connected to your ideal healers, as if it's two drops in the same ocean, or as if they're two points in one kind of beam of light, And so feel connected at your heart to your ideal healer, and within the context of that bond, within the safety and energy of that bond, feel your whole world kind of recrystallizing and reorganizing so that you can see a different cast to it, so that it looks, you and it looks a little more like a healing environment, a space where you can learn, grow, and change. And you're ready, and you can begin to rehearse that, where you're headed, where you'll be, how you'll live, how you'll respond to beings, how they'll respond to you. Knowing that it will take time, finally, to turn this vision into a reality through daily practice, ask your ideal healer or your ideal self the vision to be present with you and the energy available to you at all times. And imagine that he or she melts from crown and toes to heart into a drop of rainbow light, coalescing the full spectrum of healing insight and energies. And imagine that coming to your crown and slipping into your crown, throat, and heart, melting into your heart like a drop of water poured in water. And then feel the ripple effect very quickly rippling out beyond your body to the other breath bubbles outside the shield and the city, country, and planet, and then rippling back like a ripple on a pond, a pool, and connecting you to all life in this positive kind of commitment of energy or resolve. Feeling at your heart, kind of having that all return to your heart, and feeling that at your heart you're inseparable from your ideal healer, and you're inseparable from the healing abilities of all living beings and the highest needs and wishes of all living beings. And now imagine that your world and your space and your body return to their ordinary appearance, and that you commit that drop in the heart, it stays with you, carrying the kind of residue of the positive insight and energy you've had, and that you commit that whatever benefit you've generated in this meditation, forgiving yourself any lapses or limits, that you commit the positive virtue and insight to your ongoing practice for your own benefit and for the benefit of your world. And you just store that away to be available to draw on at any point in your day, and always there for you to continue the stream of your meditative life whenever you need it.